little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, let's do it, man.
Hey, I'm Harry.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Tim.
And together we are...
Middle Kids.
Oh, I really wanted you to say it all in unison.
Yeah, well,
I was there. This week on The Sessions at Midori House, we're being entertained by Australian three-piece Middle Kids. Middle Kids are Hannah Joy, Harry Day and Tim Fitz. Don't they sound like they'd make excellent children's book characters? Well, instead of fictional careers, they're kicking off their very much real-life musical ones and have had a pretty successful year. They've toured around the world, played Conan and can count Elton John among their fans. The indie trio is just about to release a debut album called Lost Friends, which they'll tell us about just after this. Middle Kids, thanks for playing for us today on The Sessions at Midori House.
Yeah, thanks for having us. That's awesome.
And you've got a new album coming out next month called Lost Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if this refers to any people in particular.
Yes, let's just like name and shame. No, not really. It's just kind of a lot of the songs are about, yeah, the exploration of relationships and how, you know, it is hard to keep friends, that journey of friendship and... Yeah, the kind of the mourning of the loss of some and the celebration of, you know, others.
And speaking of relationships, you've got quite an interesting dynamic in your band because I know that Hannah and Tim, you two are married.
Mm.
And
true.
Before that, you were kind of fans of each other's music as solo artists, and then you kind of started working together.
Yeah,
and...
true.
We actually began to play as Middle Kids after we were married. So yeah. It's kind of been a part of our relationship, but we try to keep business and the relationship separate in as much as we can, because it can be angsty if there's too much crossover.
You don't have to worry about when you're writing lyrics that you might reveal a bit too much about.
Hannah's got license to write lyrics about anything she wants
to. I'm a free woman.
That's right.
Say whatever I want about Tim.
That's right.
And Harry. No one's safe.
And the three of you have quite different musical backgrounds. I know, Hannah, you're classically trained and Harry comes from more of a sort of jazz background. How did you end up at Let's Do an Indie Rock Band?
I think probably the impetus for that was Edge of Town. That was our first single we made. I wrote it originally quite a different style, and Tim and I were actually jamming on it one day, and that was Tim's vision, really, of feeling like it needed me to play guitar for it, which I hadn't previously played much at all. So then we started kind of jamming on it in a more indie rock realm and really loved it, and then kind of like there was like a trickle effect from all the other songs that were coming out, and just kind of this new path opened for us. And it's really fun because, yeah, it's like quite different to what we've done historically and what we've studied. But it means that we can bring those influences of the other realms of music and into the rock world. But yeah, we love playing this kind of music. It's like really cathartic and fun.
So how did Edge of Town start out then?
It was an electro-pop song.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
I was thinking actually about like releasing it because it's almost 2 years since we released it. And I was thinking on the release date we could put out the demo of what it started as. But maybe that's cool. Too much.
No, that could be awesome.
Like a growth album.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But a lot of the bands that we listen to a lot of rock music growing up as well. I feel like is actually kind of... just the right moment to sort of start playing some more in that style, which is really fun.
The guys actually made me disown my jazz, the Sydney jazz community, join the band, which was tough, but...
They probably disowned you as well, really. Yeah.
So they are the lost friends.
Yes, the jazzy boys and girls.
Yeah.
It's all about the jazz crowd.
We've all got them.
Yeah.
Lost jazz friends.
The song's called Never Start.
This time there's been no change, 'cause you've got no heart and I've got no brain. But I know, I know, I know, we like to learn the hard way. You can be the self-appointed sitting in your chair, and I'll be your tornado baby twisting through the air. But I don't. We'll be right back.
we got a guy called Peter Kadis in Connecticut to mix it.
And this is the guy who's done stuff with like Interpol and loads of big names, so that must have been pretty good as a up-and-coming indie band to go work with him.
Yeah, he had amazing stories about... He'd be like, my friend Yancy, he bought this mic from me. Or, you know, he'd sort of like name drop, and it was really... I mean, he's pretty instrumental in that New York indie rock scene that came up in the early 2000s to now even, so... It was very sort of inspiring to be around him.
And you've been touring a lot recently, lots of travelling. Do you write while you're on the road, or is it purely tour time?
Like little ditties. On the road, definitely. Or, like, Tim. Or, like, I'll write a song every now and then, but sometimes they're not that good. So, but, like, you know.
Just jingles. Just mostly jingles.
Just to pay the bills.
But there's a song that came out, it's coming out today, I think, or tomorrow, called On My Knees. And you wrote, I remember you wrote the riff for that in a sound check.
In Walmart. Yeah.
In Walmart?
Walmart.
I was going to say Warm-Up.
Warm-Up.
Oh, in Warm-Up.
We're like a football team now.
That's how I see this. Yeah. But yeah, so yes. But, and then like gather all the information from the road and then really kind of hunker down when we get back and write, flesh out the songs, you know? But we love playing live. I mean, you know, that's probably the main thing we want to do and the thing that feels the most meaningful to us. So it's like so fun that we can play, and we just hope to play forever.
This song is called Edge of Town.
You say when the streets are talking, yeah, they call my name, and I walk a little further. I could go all day, and the trees are reaching, pointing out the way. I got a muddled up and journey to the edge of town, and then the road cracked open, sucked me in, and I went down. I'm standing face to face with the king of the underground. Just don't add up. I'm upside down, I'm inside out. I came a little closer to the truth of day. I heard his call. Something on your mind, tick tock. Can I take it for a while? Hey, guy, have you got something on your mind, tick tock? Can I take it for a while? Hey, guys, I got something on my mind, tick tock. Could you take it for a while? Hey, guys, I got something on your mind.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and this week's guests were Middle Kids. Their debut album, Lost Friends, is out on the 4th of May on Lucky Number Music, but you can listen to their new single, On My Knees, online now. The band's touring around the US and Australia over the coming months. Head to middlekidsmusic.com. This show was recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee and produced by me, Holly Fisher. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have live music by Lissy, but in the meantime, thanks for tuning in.